Marshall, Andrea, Brian. Hey, Andrea, it was nice to hear your beautiful voice. Yes, let's get more of that. Okay, good. Thank you so much, you guys. All right, so today I am talking about substance and supply. I think we all know this. We live in an abundant universe with infinite supply. And we begin this process by understanding there are no two powers. There is only one power. And that one power equal in substance and supply for all. Hear that? For all. One power. All and all alike. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, said, "What we need to change is not the law, but how we use the law of substance and supply for all." Now think about this for a moment. Because I know every once in a while when we say there's only one power and there's only one life and there's substance and supply for all, sometimes in our mind, I don't know if it's happening to anybody today, it's like, well, yeah, but what about this? And what about, you know, in other countries and everything. We need to start with there is only one power, and there is no power or limitation against anyone. And I believe that the more that we see that and know that for places like Mexico Beach in Florida, that everything that they need is being moved toward them to create an atmosphere where they are served and life returns in the way that they remember it to be. Yes? Okay, good. There is no limitation or anything against anyone, no evil to fight, no hell to cool off. Hey, that's a good thing. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, I've never really thought about trying to cool off hell, but it's a really good idea. Because you see, hell is only of our own making. This is great news. Nothing is against anyone. Life is a powerful force for all to use. Everyone gets the same amount of power, the same amount of spirit that anyone else gets. And the key to substance and supply is attached to consciousness. Oh. And it brings the responsibility back to our own inner thinking. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go, I want to make it about someone else or something else. Our inner thinking, our beliefs create our external environment. Everybody breathe on that one. Our beliefs, our thinking creates our external environment. And I was drawn this week, I have all these books in our house, and I went through the bookcase, and I was drawn to pick up Neville. And I don't know if you've ever read Neville, but this guy is so clear, and he's a wise prophet, a wise man from 1940. And he says, we change our inner consciousness. Our inner consciousness begins by reversing the statement, seeing is believing. Now, how many of us have heard that? A lot. Seeing is believing. And he said to the very powerful statement, believing is seeing. Everybody breathe into that one. Believing is seeing. He turns it around. Because how many of us have waited, well, as soon as I see it, I'll believe it. And he's saying, no, believe it first, and it will manifest. Our life changes begins with our visualization, with us seeing it, feeling a life you desire first. That desire must first be seen and felt in your own mind. No matter how far-fetched it seems, picture for a moment. Living your desires. Terry said it when she was up here. I'm going to return and I'm going to get the job that I have been waiting for my whole life. You see? That's what she's working on. Believing is the key. Remember, before Jesus answered a request for healing anyone, he asked the question that is so important, and he asked as people asked for a healing, he said, do you believe? That's very important. Because the people who said yes, he answered, it is done. And it was. Done. Complete. Do you believe? The key here is for you today. Do you believe? Are you willing to change your mind in believing first and then realizing that from this place of believing, you are going to see that manifested as you desire? That's why I'm asking you all to see in these empty seats more bodies, more new friends for you to meet and gather with. Because you see, that's powerful. It's up to you. And last week, we looked at the Christ within is our hope and glory. Now, that tells us that within each one of us is a power. You see, it didn't say you have to pray to that infinite Jesus Christ. It says, he said, you two shall do greater things than I have done. Christ within is your hope and glory. That's the power within each and every one of us that supports us always and forever. You don't have to be any cuter, any smarter. You already have everything that you need to create a life beyond your wildest dreams. Now it's up to you to first believe that's possible. Do you believe? Oh, good. Couple of you. Okay. We're working on it. Then it is done. So let's look at this. Let's look at how that works. Or maybe how it will work. Okay. All right. Let's see. I got to get this over a little bit more. Believing is seeing. And Jesus also said, he said, I am the door, I am the way. And the I am is so important. When Moses talked to the burning bush and said, who is this? And he said, God. This is God talking to a burning. And Moses said, who shall I say called me? And God said, Moses asked by what name, and he said, God said, I am. I am is the key of the power. I am the door. I am the way. And so the I am is your claiming your consciousness. I am that I am. That power is within me. I am. Everybody turn to somebody, say, I am. I am. Yeah, that's your consciousness. That's the power within you. Do you believe? Yes. The door that Jesus was talking about, I am the door, I am the way, is your belief. The door to possibilities is as you believe, so shall it be. Now, don't get all upset if things aren't working quite the way you want them to. Because, you see, I think, then I can say this later, but I'll remind you now. I think that anything that's taking place in our life that is causing us confusion, or we would rather have something else change, it is calling us to change the belief that we have held to have that come into our life. Whatever it is, change our thinking, change our life. You see, thinking and attention and choice is all part of our consciousness. And it says, do you believe? I don't know about you, but I want to believe. Because, you see, why not? Do you have another choice? Yeah, you can snarl and complain about what's going on. As long as you want. And we all have. And we told the story over and over and over again. Anybody? No, just me. Okay. Or somebody you know. I remember when I was going through all the classes and I got to practitioner one. And I was really tired of telling my story, and I told everybody my story over and over and over again. Get to practitioner one, and one of the biggest assignments in practitioner one is tell your story. I said, okay, this is the last time. Now I'm a minister. I tell it often, don't I? Because it is about understanding that we are not our story, but our story, until we choose to change our mind, until we choose to believe that there's something greater that we get to use that empowers us, that we will see a difference changing in our life. And I'm living proof of that, let me tell you. I'll never forget when somebody who knew me in my previous life met me again later when I was in the bar. Now, I was a bartender. I like to preface that I was in the bartender, because sometimes I just say when I was in the bar and people wonder, oh, that poor lady, she sat in the bar all day. Anyway, okay, getting back. And this person said that he had installed these cash registers at the grocery store I had worked in earlier. I always wanted to be a grocery clerk. I don't know about anybody else, but I used to play grocery clerk as a kid. And anything I used to play, I never did play bartender. But anyway, I always wanted to be a grocery clerk. And I was shopping, and Stan asked me, he said, Maggie, you know how to use a cash register? I said, oh, yeah. And I did, but not like in a grocery store. And he said, would you like a job? I said, yes, I would, but just this is how I'd like it. And he gave it to me. And so I thought, well, if I don't know how to work the cash register, he'll know it before I do. So, you know, anyway, it worked. So later on, when I was a bartender, this guy told me he installed the cash registers. And I said, I was there when he did that. He said, no, you weren't. I said, yeah, I was. And he said, he named the two other women that were there. And then he said there was this old woman. And I said, that was me. And he said, oh, no, Meg, it wasn't you. I said, yeah, it was me. He said, that woman, her husband was a policeman and he'd been injured. That was me. I was old. Because you see, I had the belief that there's nothing could be different, nothing could be changed. Hallelujah. And it almost killed me because I saw no reason to live. You'll hear about that one in December. Believing that there's something greater that can take place in your life is our right and our privilege. And visualizing the life you desire in your mind, I thought, you know what? It can't get any worse than this. And it never did. I'd like to say that it was really easy to change my life, but however, I had to work at making those changes. I had to believe that it was possible. No matter how far-fetched it seemed, I had to picture it and I had to feel it and I had to give my vision power. I had to give it life first within me, not because of anything that was out in my life. And I had to claim that life was greater for me than what I was living, than what I was seeing, than what was showing up. See, because we can't just excuse what's happening out there in the external. We have to become different inside. And inside us, we have to see the vision of possibilities. And you know how my life has changed. Any of you who have sat in here too, you know, often or long. I couldn't imagine the life I could have today. You see, because that's when you realize that God is greater than whatever we have been thinking. Because we want something greater than we can imagine to show up. That's believing before you see it. That's trusting in the invisible. So we've got to stop fighting with those things in your life that you wish to change. Stop fighting with them. Don't give them any more energy. Because that's ridiculous. And it's a waste of your time. See, we are unlimited in our new way when we choose to respond to life from a way that says, I believe, and I'm going to see it. And let's compliment everybody and everything. Bless your heart. See, because I believe when we're challenged or feeling limited, it's life asking us to find a greater way. If you're challenged and limited in any way right now, then just go, whoa, life is really asking me to do something different. Come spend Saturday with Reverend Catherine. She's amazing. Find a better way. Find a better way that you will be responding to life around you. Don't make somebody wrong so you think you can be right. That's not how we do it. Say, life wants me to make this be different. What if we see challenges as life loving us in disguise? What if those challenges are saying, you're greater than this? You're greater than this. What if life is saying, change your thinking, my sweet love. Change your thinking, my sweet love. You know how powerful you are. What a creator you are. All is given as we believe. We are each a blessing and we're blessed. You are a powerful victor. Say no more to have any idea of victim. Don't be old. Believe first within you. Because that's where the creation is. That's where everything is created from, within you, within your thinking, within your mind. Believe in something greater than you can imagine. Say, hey, surprise me, God. Trust. Trust that God knows how. That's all you have to do. Easy peasy. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment where we recognize there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, God, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved. There's only one. And that life is calling each and every one of us to recognize that we are each the beloved place where God shows up. And we hear that call and we say yes to it. And we answer with yes, we believe. And so we know that everything in our life and everything that is taking place and everything that is yet to show up is here by divine right appointment and calling us to love greater, to express greater, to believe first. And have faith and trust that it will appear. That's the promise. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind within me to surprise the heck out of me and the heck out of you. Because this is what we true. This is what we do. This is what we believe. First, within ourselves. And then we celebrate that greater good that is yet to be revealed. So we give thanks for that and so much more, and I just release this, my word, into that universal law, that very heart of God that always says yes. Returning to and through us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it, and we just let it be. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.